Fox spent the last few weeks in a crash course on transportation department structure and lingo. And he's been meeting the senators who must approve his nomination. So he had a pretty good idea what they'd ask during his confirmation hearing. Fox was unflustered and eager to please. Nearly every member of the committee extracted at least one commitment from him. He promised to reduce bureaucracy in the transportation department and make the grant process more transparent.
I will tell you that my goal as transportation secretary, if confirmed, would be to be as open and transparent as possible.
He promised to do a better job planning for and implementing budget cuts like sequestration.
It would be my goal to do an effective job of working within the administration and working with this Congress to have a no surprises result.
He pledged to make Northeast Railroads a priority and to make the site of a recent commuter train derailment in Connecticut one of his first visits on the job.
I would look forward to it.
Fox promised to visit Minnesota and Massachusetts, too, and to make road safety a priority and update the nation's air traffic control system and find new ways to fund the nation's aging road system. And, well, let's just hope Fox had someone keeping track of all the promises he managed to make in just over 90 minutes. The senators seemed unfazed by Fox's relative lack of experience with transportation policy or Washington personalities. Here's how Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar put it.
I think mayors have a sense of knowing on the front line what's going on, and we need that in a transportation secretary.
The hearing ended with a sober message from Democratic Chairman John Rockefeller of West Virginia. He wondered if maybe Charlotte's mayor had overpromised.
You know, doing all the things that you have been asked to do, they're going to cost money.
Money that's hard to come by in the current political climate, noted Rockefeller. I hope that you will push us, goad us to give you what you need, he said, adding that Fox seemed destined to ride the fast rail into the president's cabinet. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.